want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we go. It is Christmas week in Brevard County, Florida. And I don't know about you, I love Christmas. Our Christmas this year has been very, very different than what it normally is due to some challenges that we have dealt with from a physical standpoint in our family. So we started celebrating Christmas on Thanksgiving. And then we celebrated Christmas again a little bit later and sent Christmas presents out and all that sort of stuff. So Christmas has been a little different for us this year, but the one thing that's not different about it is that Jesus is still the reason for the season. He's still worthy to be praised and glorified and honored, and we're going to continue to do that. Another thing that is very consistent with the latter part of December is that the weather is extremely unpredictable. So I have had some of the coldest times of our, over three decades in Brevard County, Florida, had some of the coldest weather that I've ever experienced down here happen during Christmas week. I've also had some very, very warm Christmases. I remember it being like 85 degrees one Christmas day. My kids were in marching band. I remember them being in their marching band uniforms, and I very rarely do I remember them going through a cold spell while they were doing that. It was always a little bit on the warm side. So you need to be prepared whether it's cold or hot, and the people to help you with that are the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. In case you need heat this in the coming months, you need to call Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, and their phone number is 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They have been providing professional sales services and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential settings, commercial settings, and provide emergency service necessary. So they always strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. They are there to help you get power reestablished if you need that. They're there to help you with if your heater isn't heating, that they can remedy that. And if it's one of those warm Christmases, make sure that your air conditioning is running as well. So give them a call, 321-632-9538. Write that number down. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. Today we are going to begin a little mini-series here on our topic of seeking truth, which is part of our seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And for the next few broadcasts, we're going to be looking at passages that show that God leads in truth. If you listened on Friday, we were talking about an ungodly leader who cast down truth, who trampled upon people, who denied people access to God, denied access to worship. They made it very challenging. They were very hostile towards the people of God. That is an ungodly attitude. I shared that with you because there is a contrast. I want you to understand that as people are choosing between God and the devil, that those two choices, you're going to serve one or the other. Those two choices aren't even close. the nature of God is drastically different than the nature of the devil. And so you know that God is truth and the devil is a liar. And their attitude, their inclination towards people is entirely different as well. God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The thief, as Jesus described him, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So choose your leader wisely, if you will. And so God always leads in truth. We're going to go through a passage here in Genesis chapter 24. We're not going to read every verse, but let me just set the stage for you. First of all, in verse number 1, it says, "Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, 'Please put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac.' And the servant said to him, 'Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?' But Abraham said to him, 'Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, "To your descendants I will give this land," he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there.' So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter." So I want to share with you today that the way that God leads us is supposed to help other people to understand that God will also lead them. God's leadership in my life, listen, if you would have asked me, I know that there are some places that say, well, we need to find out what a child is going to be capable of, and then we need to set them on that path. And we need to do that probably by 4 or 5 years of age. If you would have asked me at 4 or 5 years of age what my life would look like, it certainly would not have looked like what it has ended up looking like. I never would have seen myself in Florida. I didn't see myself in Florida until I ended up in Florida. This wasn't part of the plan. Following God was part of the plan. God leading in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, that was part of the plan. God leads in truth. And so because he has led me in truth all of these years through some challenging circumstances, through some wonderful circumstances, he's led me. I can speak with the utmost authority and say that God will lead you in truth. God will lead you in a very sound and true manner. So let me drop you down. Abraham's sending a servant on a mission. He's got to find a wife for Isaac. That's the mission. That's the task. Completely different social construct than what we face in 2021. But in the midst of this story, I want you to understand you can set aside the finding a wife portion to focus on God's leadership. And Abraham had told this servant, he said, "The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my father and spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there." Let me tell you what he said. He said, "The God who led me, who brought me from one place to this place, the guy who took me from the place that I'm comfortable to a place that is an adventure, he's going to make you successful on this journey. He's going to lead you to success, and he's going to lead you in truth. Let me drop you down to verse number 24. Verse number 24. So she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor. Moreover, she said to him, we have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge. Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. So the young woman ran and told her mother's household these things. So let's stop the reading there. The man had prayed before he engaged anybody in the community, and he had asked God to provide a person that would do certain menial tasks, feeding or watering the camels, extending hospitality. And watering camels wasn't like, you know, a little thing. Camels who had traveled through a long trip, they would require a lot of water. And so for a young person to say, I'll water your camels as well, that was going above and beyond the call of duty. There wasn't a Holiday Inn. There wasn't a Hampton Inn. There wasn't a Motel 6 or any of that sort of stuff. And so people generally depended upon one another. And he said, I'm looking for me. This is how I'm going to know if you have led me successfully. And so as the woman who ends up being Rebecca, the future wife of Isaac, she does everything exactly as the man had prayed. And when she extended an invitation to him to her house, to you know, her tent, the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Listen to what he said. Blessed be the Lord God of my master, who has not forsaken mercy. Okay. I pray that you will have somebody in your life that when you're dispatched with a responsibility or an assignment, and you can cry out and say, God, I need you to lead me in this. I need you to lead me successfully. I can tell you, my wife was presented with an opportunity many, many, many years ago. And the person said, I have faith that you can do this job. Said, nobody lasts very long in this job because it's not a very fun job. And there were people who didn't think she could do the job. But they didn't know that she had office work in her background. And I think the longest anybody had done it was 4 or 5 years. And now she's been doing it for over 11 years and does that job very, very well. And it says, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy. In other words, God led Abraham, but now I'm seeing for myself in my life that God is leading me and he has not abandoned mercy. God leads in mercy. Thank God that he is rich in mercy. He also goes on and he says, and his truth towards my master. In other words, God has not forsaken his mercy, and he has not forsaken his truth toward my master. When God said to Abraham, he said, if you will get up, if you will follow me to a land you don't even know about yet, if you are willing to forsake the comforts where you are to embrace the possibilities of what I'm going to lead you to, he says, I'm going to bless you. I am going to establish my covenant with you. I am going to make you prosper, and I'm going to do it because I'm a merciful God, and I lead people in truth. And now, because Abraham said yes to God leading him in mercy and leading him in truth. And he believed God, and it was credited to him to righteousness. Now his servant is seeing, hey, this God not only led Abraham, this God has now led me. He says, as for me being on my way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. He didn't have GPS, and he still ended up where he was supposed to go. He had never been there before, and God still led him exactly where he needed him to go. Let me drop you down to verse number 47. Verse number 47. By the way, I think that Laban is one of those people. Let me just read verse number 29, because I just think it's funny. Now, Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban, and Laban ran out to the man by the well. So when it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist, and when he heard the words of his sister Rebekah, thus the man spoke to me, that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels. Laban was enticed by the gifts that the man had come bearing, and so he said, I don't want her getting everything. I want to get out there and get some of that for myself. Anyway, just a little humorous observation there. But let me take you to verse number 47, where Abraham's servant is speaking. I'll start reading at verse number 45 instead of 47. But before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give your camels a drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also. Then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrist. I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Let me describe just a little bit about leadership here, the leadership of God. That word led means to guide, to turn your eyes toward. Do you realize that when you're driving down the road, one of the reasons that it is so dangerous to be distracted by other things is because whatever you are looking at tends to be the direction in which your vehicle is going to go. I'm not talking about, trick artists or anything like that. But I can tell you that if you turn your head to the right and you're not paying attention, your hands will also automatically turn to the right. God leads us by causing our eyes to be fixated on a certain task. You need a vision. You need a plan. You need a dream from God. If your plan was to simply come to Florida, go to the beach every day, play golf every day, and go out to restaurants three meals a day, you are going to miss out on some of the purposes and the plans that God created you to fulfill. Every single person listening to the sound of my voice, God created you with a purpose and a plan for such a time as this. For December 2021, He wants to lead you, but in order for Him to do that, you need to give Him permission to cause your eyes to embrace the vision that He has. So, 29 years ago, God gave me a vision to Pastor Merit Assembly of God. So that's that vision that God gives you. It is a restraining force. I mean, it's powerful, it's liberating, but it's also restraining in that you start looking at things and saying, does this fit with the vision that God has for me? Is it something that I need to turn my eyes towards or turn my eyes from? Does it line up with what God has for me? it this leadership says that it causes to go in the direction of. Okay? And so God leads like a shepherd. He doesn't lead like a cattleman. A cattleman is there and trying to cut off cows at the pass, and they're leading from behind. But a shepherd leads from direction. He leads by going first. He leads through relationship. He leads through his voice. And so the sheep follow. The sheep follow. And because of that, God leads in truth. And it says to bring guided into prosperity and righteousness. Those were words, those were definitions that came from the lexicon when I looked up. And it says, how does God lead? He guides us, he brings us, he accompanies us on the trip, and he brings us to a place that there is righteousness and there's prosperity. Well, prosperity looks different to different people. Prosperity, I don't think, is as much about a financial evaluation as it is thriving in the atmosphere that God has planted you in, fulfilling the vision that he has. So this servant said, hey, God led me on my trip exactly the same way that he led Abraham, my boss, on his trip. He has made us both successful. He's made us both prosper and be victorious in the assignments that we had. So he also says here that he had a reason to worship because of that leadership. He knelt and he blessed the Lord. He had a reason to bless the Lord. And it says, he led me in the way of truth. The word truth there is not an intellectual assent to knowledge, but it is, he has led me to a place that is firm. Okay? I don't know if you've ever tried to buy on a hope or a wish, on a fantasy. The Bible says, he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. I absolutely love that verse. Unfortunately, I know this verse because there was a time in my life when I chased fantasies. You know, what would happen if I started this business? What would happen if I started this business? If I did this or I did that? And it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a truth from God. I know that because when I began to study the Word, I said, so that's why that didn't work. Because it was not solid ground. It was not solid truth like you would find in the Word of God. The Word of God is solid. To lead in truth means to lead in faithfulness. So if God leads you, he's never going to lead you to be unfaithful to him. He's never going to lead you to be unfaithful to his word. He's never going to lead you to be unfaithful to your spouse or to your job, to your family. God is going to lead you in truth. He's going to lead you in faithfulness. When he leads you, it's going to be reliable. Reliable. That means that you can count on something. Okay? I don't know if you've got people in your life. I've got some people that I know in my life, and if they tell me that they are going to do something, I've got people that I know they're reliable. They're my office manager, my worship leader. If they tell me they're going to do something, I'm sure that it is going to take place. If not, I'm sure that they're going to communicate with me that a problem has arisen. I've also got people in my life that if they tell me they're going to do something, I don't put any stock in it whatsoever, because I've seen through the years that they can't be counted on. Okay? Everybody's got those people in their life. You are that person. You are one of those people. To somebody in your life, either they can count on you, know that you are always going to be there, or they don't count on you because you've demonstrated that you are unreliable. So last year I got a Christmas card. It said, Pastor Bob, we are just so thankful for you and Cindy because we know that whenever we need you, you're always going to be there. And it's like, well, praise God, but God's really the only one that can say that. And you can be thankful for reliable people in your life, but I want to ask you, I want to challenge you, are you a person that is faithful, a person that is reliable? Or are you only going to be there when it's convenient or comfortable to you? God leads you in a reliable process. He leads you in truth because it is a place where there is a sure reward. Okay. In retail, there was something that was called bait and switch, where they would put an advertisement out there, something that was amazingly inexpensive. When people would get there, they would say, oh, man, we're out of that, but we got this over here. It's not the same thing, and it's more expensive. And the devil does that a lot. Christians, we're not supposed to do that. I can tell you this. Heaven is your sure reward. Jesus is your sure reward. It also talks about that when God leads in truth, he leads in stability. So let me ask you this question. How stable are you in your faith? How stable are you in your finances? How stable are you at your job? When I was hiring people in the marketplace, one of the things that they had me look at was their job history. How long did they stay? And they said, if you see a person that they switch jobs here after a week and here after a month and here after 6 months, don't hire them. Don't waste your time. We're not going to invest the resources. But I can tell you this, the truth of God is stable. It is steadfast. It is sure. And the truth of God also does this. It brings peace. So God leads you. He guides you. He causes your eyes to turn towards what it's supposed to be so that you go in that direction so that he can bring you to that place where you're going to prosper in your mission, prosper in your assignment, and you're going to be able to do so in right standing. He leads you in truth where it's a place that is firm, that it is faithful, that is true, reliable. It is a place where there is a sure reward, where stability will be something that you experience in your life, and peace will come as a result of it. Been doing the Refresh Radio program. We're now in our 9th year of broadcast. I've been at Merit Assembly of God for 29 years. I've been married to my wife for 36 years. I have been living in the same house for over 2 decades. I love Jesus before I came. I'm going to love him afterwards. I want you to experience his leadership because it's worth it. Let Jesus lead you this Christmas. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
It's true.